Blog Talk Radio. Welcome back to TLC, The Love Connection. Tiffany and I are so excited to be back on the air with all of you, and we are excited about today's show, which our theme is, which intentions are paving your road? We are really looking forward to discussing this topic because it is a big factor in our creation. So today is July 30th. Of 2017, and we are going to start this show off with a very important intention, and that is love. And so we're going to go straight into our love foundation so that we set the tone for everything going forward. So if all of you who are listening either on the phone or online, if you are able to, I'm going to ask you to just close your eyes and take a deep breath in through your nose. And then exhale that breath through your nose as well, allowing the body to relax. This invocation supports you in building the foundation of love within you first, so that you are whole and complete in all that you create. And when entering any relationship, whether it be friendship, romantic, business, or family. I am the divine energy of source creation. I hold and anchor the light within my being. While expanding that light through the channel of my heart, I am here to experience and create with all that is. And my creation comes from my foundation. I am love. I am one. I am Christ consciousness. This is the foundation I build within me. It is built on the unbreakable bond of love that binds us all. As I build this foundation of love within me, I build this foundation for all. So today we are talking about intentions. When it comes to creating the life we want to live and the world we want to live in, our intentions become the driving force behind our creations. Being aware of which intentions we are injecting into every thought, spoken word, and action we take is crucial in creating the life we choose. Now, of course, everything has divine timing, and the day after Tiffany and I decided on this week's theme, I happened to be reading a book on light language. As I was more than halfway through this book, I turned the page to see that the next chapter, which was chapter 17, was titled Intentions. So this, of course, made me smile. And the information in this book was causing me to vibrate at a higher frequency just reading the words, which told me that the author's intentions were coming from a frequency of love and universal truth. I also feel that there is a small that I'm supposed to share with all of you on the show, so I will. And for any of you listening, if you want to pick up this book, the title is called Opening to Light Language by Jamie Price. And her first name, Jamie, is spelled J-A-Y-M-E. Now, it's one of the best books I've read in a really long time, and it's probably in my top three of all-time books. Because it's not only helped to expand my consciousness, but feel the universal truth and of shared love behind her words. So this is the short paragraph that I was being guided to share with all of you today. Intent is the full information of your vibrational emanation. It is the full information engine of life receives from you and responds to with immense unconditional love. Your intent is your core of creation. It is the reason the placebo effect skews medical statistics. As the prefix in implies, your intent is within you. You have many different layers of intent, even with a single interaction. The work of becoming empowered is discovering your intent and refining it for your progress towards becoming a loving, powerful, and creative human being. So this, I thought, was beautiful. And I'm bringing Tiffany on right now. And before Tiffany and I get started, I just want to let everyone know that if you have a question, please raise your hand by pressing 1 if you're already on the call on the phone. And if you're online and you want to ask a question, you can call in to 914-205-5468. And just press the number 1 and you will be entered into the question queue. Tiffany, how are you doing today?
Hi, thank you. I'm doing well. Thank you so much. That was awesome. I love that saying and everything about it because it's so true. Our frequencies really attract our life. I'm a walking testimony of this myself. I didn't come from a wealthy family or any of that. I have built myself to where I am now. And a lot of that is with intention. It wasn't so much intention to become wealthy. It was more intention for everyone to become wealthy, everyone to become healthy, everyone to become wise. So setting a pure intention and setting it with the goal of everyone prospering from it is something that universally we can magnetically draw to us without a spoken word. It's our heart that sets our intentions. So a lot of people say, follow your heart, not your head. Well, there's a piece in our heart that also has a mind, and that is where our intentions come from. So this intention that we set every time that we have this show is for each and every one of you to receive the love and the compassion and the wisdom and the emotional balance that helps you to see things from a different perspective. Setting an intention for something that's going to help many people grow or evolve or expand or be nurtured or be loved is a huge thing. And when we all put our energies together within that, that's the wave that is created. So with what you were saying, it's so important that we understand what our frequency is when we're setting our intention. So like when we first wake up in the morning, what is your intention when you first wake up in the morning? My intention is to be the light that everyone sees, and that I may be able to share wisdom and guidance to anybody and everybody to help them see from my perspective or from the perspective that is flowing through me, or for me to be able to give a message that might lift that person for that day. Those are my intentions every single day. I don't set my intentions when I get out of bed to be like, oh God, I got to go work. I got to do this. I got to do that. I set my intentions to be of service every single day to whoever I can be of service to. This isn't being of service meaning that, you know, this person can take advantage of you. No, this means you're in service and intention of love. So many of us haven't received this feeling or this genuine, authentic love. And so we all have our reservations about one another. Well, we need to take those reservations and remove them. And we need to see each other for who we truly are, which is love. Love is at the core of every one of our hearts and every one of our souls and every one of our beings. And so our intentions really, truly do come from love. But it's when we become more in the physical part of our or mental part of our being that we emanate energy out that is not the same intention as our heart has. And so it brings us something to learn how to purify your intention. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, I think also, I know for me, the first thing, you know, starting your day with the right intentions sets the tone for everything going forward. And that's why, you know, you've always said start with the breath of life, start with your 20 minutes. And I love to do that because I make sure my cup is filled and to the point of overflowing, because, you know, I believe that we should never be taking away from what we build up within ourselves. There should be extra reserves to give. And so starting off with that intention of making sure that the cup is spilling over in the morning ensures that everything we do going forward in that day, whether it's our thoughts, whether it's anything that we say to people, or in our actions and everything that we do, that intention is fueling everything. And so it helps us create from that space of love.
100%. And so the intentions are like a base foundation of what we are creating from. But are your intentions coming from your mind, or are they coming from your heart? And that's where you really have to question what your thoughts are and become more aware of what you're speaking out, because it's been said so many times and it's so ancient that what we say out of our mouth, we are speaking out into the universe. We are sending an energy frequency to the universe to create what comes through our mouth.
Well, I have an interesting question for you.
Okay.
You know, our DNA is like a vehicle of light. And it responds to our intent. I was wondering if you wanted to elaborate on how our DNA responds to our intent.
Okay. So in our DNA, it's a blueprint of who we are. It makes up a lot of our patterns. It makes up a lot of our habits. It makes up all kinds of things. Well, you're right. It also is ran by intent. So meaning that if our DNA will, starting the breath of life, put you in a high vibration, right, in the DNA.
Mm-hmm.
So your intentions are higher than what it would be as if you started your day off like stubbing your toe or you know, walking outside and you know, somebody busted your window or any of those kind of things. So when you have that intention already in a higher vibrational zone, then you are like a magnet. Okay. So everything that you are intending, you are magnetically bringing to your energy field. Okay. So we all expand out in an energy field. They call it the aura. They call it our euphoric field. There's all kinds of different words for it, our light body. But we all expand out. And so it's almost like we are a transmitter or a radar, like, you know, like a radar for sonar or something like that. And it's like it's going beep, 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 beep. And you're bringing this energy into your field. And so whatever your intention is. So if your intention starts from a love intention, then it manifests pretty quickly and it becomes something that brings joy to your heart. And then if it's something that you're intending, let's say it's not pure intention, meaning it's not purified, it's something that's either of greed or lust or whatever it might be, those intentions show up in the DNA. This is what is funny when I'm working with people and I can see the DNA, I can see all the places that they have been programmed with different intentions that aren't even theirs. These intentions are from generations before them, but they've been pretty much maneuvering and living their life in these intentions. It's now time for us to really have higher intentions, higher perceptions of people and what we see and what we feel. And a lot of us have become numb, and it's because our intentions aren't holy or true to ourselves. They're more of what side to produce, the intention of success. The intention of success to me is to see every single person in this whole entire world with living a thriving life, healthy, wealthy, and wise, using their creativity to help others, being there for one another. That's success to me.
Well,
our intent is so embedded in us.
So you brought up a really good point of how we have our own intentions, but we also carry in our DNA intentions passed on to us through our lineage, through maybe our parents from growing up, anyone that we've been around, could have been teachers in our school, students around us, anywhere. What are deceptive good intentions? Like good intentions that are deceiving us to be good, but they're actually working against us.
So there's many different intentions that are working against you, because if it doesn't really truly feel right in your heart, like if you're sitting there saying, well, I don't know, you know, like I want to do this, but, you know, I don't know if it's the right thing to do. If you even question that, you're not coming from a good intent. When you put your intentions out, you're putting them from your heart. So sometimes we could be deceived by our heart by another who's around us. A lot of things that we have been structurally built from the outside, not the inside. We need to rebuild ourselves from the inside out. And guess what? Then you're indestructible. There is nothing outside that can reach you, touch you, harm you, penetrate that energy field within you unless you allow it. So the intentions of that are deceiving are the people that are on the outside of you. If it doesn't come from you and it doesn't come from a place in your heart that you're trying to help others or you're trying to teach others and or you're trying to share to others, then that intention probably isn't the intention that's meant for you. Each one of us really truly are one, and mm-hmm. we really do have the heart of one, the mind of one. We are just disconnected from it, and when we connect back to it, it is an amazing intention because it's the intention to bring unity back to this world.
Well, I feel like, for instance, we talk about love and we talk about self-love as well, and that I think one of the kind of deceiving intentions that appears to us like it may be good is, you know, if you're maybe in a relationship or wanting to become in a relationship with someone and you want to show your love for them because you want them to see you in that way and potentially be with you, that if you just show them enough love, they'll love you back. And that's actually not a good intention, although it can appear to be because you're giving love. But the intention behind it is to manipulate without us realizing that's what we're doing.
Right. Yes, truthful. And so that is why everything has to be built from within you first. So if you're looking outside in a relationship, in anything, if you're looking outside of you to fulfill you, then you're looking outside, period. We've been taught, all of us, including myself, that what we see is what we get, right? So we have been taught that, so we don't know to that the unseen is what it all can become.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
so most of us are afraid to even tap into the unseen or to know the truth because it's inside you that you really find it. And most of us honestly are afraid to go inside. Why? Because we have a mentality still a lot of times that triggers us back to using something we would use when we were a child. And so it kicks us back into that old space and energy that no longer serves us. But we don't realize it because we're so caught up on the outside of us instead of inside of us. A lot of us are numb. Like I work with a lot of people, and a lot of people that I work with, they're numb. They don't even feel their senses. And this is for every single person, including me. I had to learn how to feel again. I became numb. I became numb to everything around me. Everything around me seemed as though it was there to deceive me in one manner or another. But what I found out was I was deceiving me because I was looking outside to feel whole and complete.
Mm-hmm.
And that meant my relationships. That meant everything. And when I dove into me, that's when I found my true intent, love.
Well, speaking of relationships and intentions, I have a little story I'd like to share with everyone about the power of what you intend is what you receive, and that the intent of the heart is our mightiest catalyst in anything that we want to create. I was, it was maybe seven years ago. I was, I had been single for almost 7 years, and I hadn't been in a relationship, but I had wanted to be in a relationship. And this is kind of at the beginning of my, I guess you could say, my journey into self-love. And I had previously, my last relationship, I had been cheated on by my ex-boyfriend. And it was, it tore me apart. And it caused me to go through probably one of, like, my dark night of the soul, to be honest. And, but I thought I had moved through it, and I, 6.5 years had passed, and I thought, everything was behind me. But yet I hadn't been able to enter into another relationship. It just seemed like it just wasn't happening. And I thought that that's what I wanted. And I thought that's what I was ready for. So one day it just kind of struck me. I was having sushi with some friends, and I realized that maybe I hadn't forgiven him. And that was the cause of why I hadn't been able to find a relationship again. And so the next day, I made a promise to myself, and I said, I'm going to walk the beach with the intent of finding forgiveness. And that was very specific to me. I knew that I wanted to walk with the intention of finding forgiveness. I didn't know how I was going to find it. I just put the intent out there. And I walked the beach at sunset, and within 20 minutes of walking the beach, it hit me. It's like everything became clear as day, and I understood why everything had happened in our relationship and why he had cheated on me, and actually how beautiful it was to believe it or not. I realized that he had come into my life to be my mirror, to show me that he was treating me the way that I was treating myself, that that's how I viewed myself, that I was unworthy. And so when I realized that that's what he was doing for me, I felt this huge weight, like heavy, heavy, heavy weight, literally lift off my heart space, like out into the air. And it's like I could breathe a sigh of relief and everything was forgiven. I just knew that it didn't matter. I saw the beauty and the blessing in the pain. And I realized that the pain had been created by me, not him. And the next day, I met my next boyfriend. And so it was really powerful. It was really powerful to see how, when I went in with the intention, how quickly it manifested. And how what I had believed it to be was that the reason why I hadn't had the relationship was because I hadn't forgiven him. And it proved itself to me within 24 hours, which I thought was pretty crazy. So that I think speaks to like the power of our intention.
Well, that was a pure intention. And so when it's a pure intention, it like is something that's going to clear space so that then you can bring in what you want. So I think what I had to understand for myself and I know this might be a question a lot of people ask, is, you know, forgiveness. We all hear that it's, you know, something that we all need to do, but there's more to it. So like I said, working within the body system, I see all the places that are cluttered with emotion, with unforgiveness, unworthiness, all this different stuff that we hold in our cells, our tissues, our organs. Our body system is breaking down because we have so many emotions stuffed in it. And this allows us, when we forgive, to release so much of this emotion and offer space to our body to bring in something that's more profound for you or more aligned for you or more in your frequency now for you. But when you hold it, you're holding back your own creation and inheritance, abundance, everything. We all have like this magnificent temple within us. And all we have to do is build it. And it starts with foundational block of love. Love for yourself. Love for others. Treat others the way you want to be treated. That saying has been out there for so long. I really found out what that saying means. Because when you treat yourself with love and compassion and just have the intent of being love, everyone around you accepts you, receives you, and mirrors that love to you because there's no other space for anything else in you except for that.
Well, you brought up health. So let's talk about health and our intentions, because I know you believe this, and I believe it as well, that we can heal ourselves through our intention. And can you speak a little bit about that with regard to the DNA changing and responding to our
yes.
intention, and how that fuels the words that we use, how our cells respond to that, and all of that?
Yes. Yeah, so our DNA, like I said, is like a computer. It takes it in, it absorbs it, it sends it through our body, and it sends signals to our body, okay? So we've really got to come to grips with the fact that we are spirit first, okay? We're not mental, we're not physical, we're spirit first. Our physical body is our shell or our vessel. Our mental is what helps us to navigate and intellectual part of us starts to form. But we first have to get to the basics of where we are with this, because in the DNA, we can transmute, get rid of, also put in new information into the DNA by a frequency of love. This trains our mind and our body that we are no longer physical. We are spirit first. And when our body accepts and our mind accepts and knows that we know we're spirit first, guess what? The pain goes away. The tormenting stops. The limitations are off. And you have reached your full potential. But the way to start doing that is when you feel pain, talk to it. Tell the pain. Say, hey, I'm aware of you. I release you in love. I release you in peace. I release you in complete wellness. But you are no longer allowed in my energy field. We are a field of energy emanating out different energy patterns to other people that are around us. Imprints, beliefs, all this. You don't have to accept it any longer because you're a mature adult. You just have to let your mind and your physical body know that you don't accept it any longer. And I know people are saying, okay, well, what about, you know, different diseases? The same thing. When you allow the intent of the disease to take over the spirit, then that's exactly what happens.
Well, you know, there's, so for instance, let's talk about how our DNA literally communicates. Our cells are communicating with constantly if we're willing to listen and speak back. Well, we're always speaking back in our thoughts, words, and all that, but also everything that we hear. So, for instance, if let's just use the news, because a lot of people listen to the news, and we've said it before, you know, that's something you don't necessarily want to listen to because most of it is fear-based. So what are their intentions when they're telling you the news? Are their intentions coming in? So when your cells hear that, they're responding in a way that is intended from the space that they're coming from. So we have to be very cognizant of who we're listening to, what we're listening to, what we're allowing in our energy field for ourselves to hear. Because even if we may not be consciously paying attention, the cells are picking up on what's being said in the background, correct?
Yes, yes. So like I said, the cells are constantly taking and absorbing energy in, and also transmuting and putting energy out. So when we are watching news, which I say negative energy widely spread, because it's something that it stirs up our adrenaline glands, which then stirs up emotion in us, which then starts breaking down our immune system. And so each time we are emotionally attached to anything that we are outerly seeing or feeling or friends or anything, then we are experiencing some of that emotion from that mass amount of people who are focused in that which is being produced on news. So when we look at it this way, it's almost as like every place we go, we're imprinted. Okay, any place you go, any person you walk up to, any person that comes into your energy field, supermarket, or wherever you are, you're imprinting them, they're imprinting you. This is how the DNA works. And whatever that imprint is, so let's say you walk into some place and you look at somebody and you're like, oh my God, look at what she's wearing. You automatically have a judgment imprint on that person. Whether you subconsciously know it or not, that judgment's coming back to you. Somebody's going to say that about you. This is how it works. Mm-hmm. We are energy in flow, spirit.
So we have to always be responsible for our own intentions, but also be cognizant of the intentions that could be coming our way. So, you know, even if we may not hear it, so to speak, if our cells are picking up on it, you know, because I mean, if I think about, for instance, my mom, when I'm home with my parents, my mom listens to the news every morning, like it's just playing in the background, and I come down into the kitchen and I have to leave, because even though I may block it out, I could even put headphones in my, you know, and listen to something else. My cells are hearing it still from the TV in that same room. And so, you know, we have to be responsible with where we're, what energy fields we're allowing ourselves to be surrounded in, and just be cognizant of that. Any kind of programming that can come in that's ill-intentioned, because we're very easily susceptible to it with all of the technology around.
Well, another thing is too, with the intention, you know, when you put yourself in the field of energy of the people that you intend to be. So like, let's say you intend yourself to be successful in, you know, whatever it might be, real estate, then you start spending your time with people who are successful in real estate. Your intentions are fear, because that's something you want to do for yourself to uplift you and to move forward in your own progress, right? So mm-hmm. We have to understand that we our spirit, I know I say it over and over again, but we're spirit, and we're an energy force, okay? So for us, we need to start having boundaries with the energy that we allow in our circle or around us. If it's not good energy It doesn't make you feel good. It doesn't uplift you. And this means what you're thinking, what you're feeling, who is around you, all of it. If it doesn't make you feel good when you leave their presence, then their presence doesn't need to be around your presence or your energy field anymore. You've outgrown it.
You say a good thing, and that actually was a conversation I had a week or two ago with someone who, you know, we were talking about unconditional love, and, you know, part of loving myself is choosing who I'm going to hang around with and be around with. And if someone's more negative or judgmental and kind of like a Debbie Downer, then I'm choosing not to hang around with them because that's not what I want in my energy field. But the person then responded saying, oh, so your love is conditional. And it's not. It's and so I think because that making that choice is a judgment, and it's not a judgment, it's a choice that is actually loving for you and for them, because you can still love them from a distance. Just because you're not choosing to be in their energy field doesn't mean that you still can't send love to everyone. And it's just that intention of choosing to, in order for your love to expand and grow, you have to have that intention to make sure that you're supportive, you're being supported in your energy field in all ways, yes. Which will ultimately help them in, you know, just through that. So,
well, and that's the thing too, is like we are hearing things, every word that comes through our mouth is from spirit. What spirit's coming through? So if it, let's say you hear something that says, oh, you can't do that. You need to say to that energy, oh, yes, I can. And I appreciate your opinion, but it no longer serves me in my energy field any longer. And that energy will be gone, and you won't have to hear that again. It's mm-hmm. We have to take back our empowerment of our spiritual being. Because we've allowed our physical and our mental to control us. To become more matter than we are the spirit that we truly are within. And that's what's kept every single one of us in a suffering state of mind. And that allowed us to have the bliss and the love that we really truly deserve.
Definitely. Lots of truth there, Tiff. Well, we have someone on the call who has a question. Would you like to bring on a caller?
Sure.
Okay. So I'm going to open your mic for the number starting in 862, ending in 9602. Please tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what your question is.
Well, you know, good morning.
Good morning.
I've been setting my intentions for as long as I can remember before I even understood the power of intention. And what I find is that I could walk into a room and I could feel other people's energy to the point where it was overwhelming. And I also found that most of my intention was always met with resistance. And I began to question my own self, whether my intentions were pure or not. And I still want to believe that my intentions are pure. And as long as it's in proper alignment with the universe, that these things could come into fruition. It might be when we talk about DNA and, you know, our aura fields and all of that. You know, sometimes you could be in the wrong place at the wrong time, or you just could be surrounded by wrong people. So, you know, I'm trying to learn how to manage that and also how to understand it to the point where it doesn't negatively affect me any longer. And I just want to see if there's anything that you could tell me along that line. Like, how do you know when your intentions are not in opposition to something that is not right, or how do you know when your intentions are in opposition to something that, you know, is right? Like,
so
what do you the line. How do you know if your intentions are for your highest good or not?
Okay, so this is a good one, and I thank you. And what was your name again?
My name is Jacqueline.
Okay, Jacqueline. So when we have our intentions and they're in our highest good, then we are feeling like a joy in our heart, okay? So it's a feeling. Like I said, a lot of us are numb to feeling. So a lot of us know we have this proper intention that's inside of us, right? And some of the things I wasn't able to really hear you say because it was breaking up as you were speaking. But what I'm hearing is you felt like you were saying the proper intentions, and you were getting resistance from those around you.
Yes.
Okay. So a lot of times...
See it in personal. I see it in personal, and I see it in my work life. And I mean, with my work life, I deal with the general public, and I see that a lot of people are having so many problems. And their aura or their DNA doesn't necessarily... I'm not necessarily in alignment with it. I have to find accommodations, and I have to, you know, consistently ground myself not to pick up on that negativity. But when setting my own intentions, especially if I think it's coming from a pure place, I tend to meet up with a lot of resistance. And I've been measuring that the resistance is just me knowing that it, you know, the resistance is not for my highest good. The resistance is so that I don't achieve my highest good. So it's like two forces, good versus
right. Evil. So I feel a lot of what you're saying is, so it's not so much in your intention, but your intention is pure, by the way. But I'm feeling more like this is residual energy within you. Mm-hmm. So you have to say to yourself, if they're coming with resistance, what are you resisting about? Opening up to for yourself to reach these intentions is what I'm hearing.
Well, you know, I don't think that anyone should stop anyone else's progress. I think when you go out your way, whether it's in work or in personal relationships, to block someone's progress or to inhibit their progress, that's a deeply rooted issue that you're facing. And either you're in denial or you just don't care. And that's what I've been encountering, a lot of people who are in denial and don't care. And while I encounter it, there's times I even question myself if it's a matter of, is it that I'm trying to exercise too much control or I want control? Or is it that their insecurities are just in the way? But I always still want to know, why is it that people will go out to block someone else's intentions, especially if it's of a pure nature?
So this is where I have to bring in the fact that there are many of us right now that are evolving. Mm-hmm. In fact, there's quite a bit of us that are really truly evolving and matured and graduated past this old vibration. And then there are some of them who are just not willing to grow up, and they're there to try to deceive us or put out the light or to do things that are not of pure intention to someone who they know will eventually soar and reach their potential. Do you see what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. A lot of people are in self-destruction mode right now. We're seeing it. And then there's those that are really absorbing the wisdom, the light, the love, the compassion. They're seeing a different perspective in life. And you're one of those. It's just that the people that you have chose to navigate an energy with is not in the same energy field as you. So it's very important for you to be a model for them of how to be that love, that compassion, and see yourself in their shoes, but do not allow yourself emotionally to be in their shoes. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I mean, there's people that emotionally, they could be north and I could be south, east or west.
Yes.
Because the baggage is so heavy and then so, you know, negative. And the thing that gets me the most that I wrestle with is that they try to pretend as if they're perfect. when in fact they do a lot of things they should not do. And what I'm seeing with this quote-unquote evolution is that people who are clearly wrong, they don't ever want to admit that they're wrong.
Well, then you have, you have a lot that are, and they're own. A lot of us came here and we wrote our own contracts, kind of. Or I joke around with it because I think this is like a universal production, you know. And so I say we wrote our own scripts, and and we're here and we're acting them out. It's just, where do you want to act now? Do you want to act like, you know, in this field, or you want to be, you know, this person now? So we've all grown. We've all have evolved from that past generation's energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so now we have to really equip ourselves with boundaries. So when you're around this energy, right, just be emanating love to every one of them. But it's going to be very important for you to fill your tank, like Nicole was saying. Fill your tank first, meaning make yourself complete and whole. And those around you, you conversate with them. You're interacting with them. You're walking amongst them, and you're being a model of light, meaning that you love them. You compassionately show them this. But you don't have to emotionally attach yourself to any of their stuff. They're responsible for them. This is what we have to really get through our head. We're only responsible for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I think also, Jacqueline, you said something that I wanted to just touch on, in that when you said that, what do you do like when someone's wrong and they're so clearly wrong? To them, they may be right. And for their truth, it's their truth. And I think we have to learn how to honor everyone's truth, even if it doesn't align with our truth. And because if you honor part for them, they're going to start honoring you in your truth. So that's something that we can sometimes feed into, and that whole duality of right to you, but it might be so right to them, and that's because of what their reality is and the perspective that they're choosing to look at their world and life through. So just remember that when there really is no right or wrong, it's just what's good for you and what's good for them, and that may be essential to their path of learning, is to have that viewpoint right now, and it's just not aligning with yours, and that's all it is.
Okay. Now, in terms of DNA healing, when I think of DNA healing, I think of like womb trauma, or things that deal with the inner child.
So it does heal. So I guess I can kind of explain. We have 12 strands of DNA. We're only connected to two of them. There are genetical strands, and so they make up what we look like and a lot of our patterns and habits and things like that. But what also flows through them is a lot of opinions, a lot of beliefs, a lot of stuff that we collected through the years, and not just our years, but generationals way before us. All that blood's just been reproducing inside of itself. And through what I've done, and I'm only a vessel and messenger, but I'm able to read the cells and the tissues and the organs. So there's a story in every single cell. There's a story in every single tissue. Every single muscle has a story. And I disconnect those strands and connect you to the 10 that lay dormant. And those 10 strands that lay dormant are your divinity strands. They are pure, they're clear, they don't have any tainted opinions, they don't have tainted beliefs, they don't have tainted love, they don't have tainted anything that's going through them, they have no stories. So your life and your blood cells and your life force energy and everything starts reproducing the way that it was supposed to reproduce from the divinity within you, which is the light, which is Christ, which is love, which is God, which is, source. so, or universe, or whatever that anybody wants to say it is. But this is how it works. And so when we are functioning in these other two strands, our perceptions aren't very high. They're still like a child in a lot of ways, unless we've gained this knowledge or we've gained this wisdom through going through different experiences. So also our mindset is still very young. And so we are triggered by many things on the outside. That's why it's so important for us to retain the fact that we are spirit and we are not this physical being that we are a vessel in. We are spirit. Our mental will definitely try to take and steer the road and the path in the intentions if you allow it. Our physical will also take over and try to guide your path and what happens within your path. But our spirit is what we truly are. Everything's an experience for us, and it's an experience that we have in our DNA. So if your experiences from your past in those two strands have a lot of trauma, like you were saying, in the womb or carried here, I've worked with people where I have found that the spirits that are attached to them are incarnations of soldiers or all kinds of different things. And it shows in their patterns and in their beliefs and what they engaged in here this time, lifetime. And it's really amazing what the DNA really shows you, and the blood cells and the tissues and all those things. And so it's important for us to reactivate these 10 strands so that we are living in a higher perspective and perception and not in these tainted views or opinions of others.
Okay. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are you able to see if in a past life I've had a connection with a sister?
What do you mean, a sister? I have
siblings, but I have one sister who I could honestly say she, from as far as I can remember, she's always been very mean and cruel to me, more so than anyone else. Like, she's done things that she know would have taken many people under. And she always seemed to gear that towards me. And I never could figure out why. I mean, I used to even question my mother, and my mother never would give me a straightforward answer. And since my mom has died, she has done so many things that are very painful and deliberate. And I'm trying to figure out if we had some type of connection beforehand, why this has happened. Because I could go back to when I was just a little girl. She's always been cruel to me.
She has a lot of resentment from this lifetime too. She has a lot of pain, and she has a lot of resentment and a lot of stored energy, and she reflects that to you. Like, you're the one who she... So, like I said, there are some here to try to dim your light, or to... You're a spirit. You're a light spirit. So all of us are light spirits, but some of us have chose to play a different role. And so the role that she was playing is a little bit lower energy and still in pain. So just see her as that painful child inside and just love and nurture her on the outside. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it would make sense, but it sounded like it's a role reversal, because I was the one who I always felt had pain. That didn't make any sense. Like, she was pampered and I was not. She's older by several years, like 6 years.
What we've been saying is that you reflect what you feel about yourself and someone else that you're with.
So the pain
how
that
you
I
were feeling, so what you were feeling inside, she was being a mirror to that to you. Does that make sense?
I would have to listen to it again, and, you know, listen and try to.
Nicole, can you kind of tell her this, what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, Jacqueline, basically, the pain that you're carrying, likely finally find a way to release it and let it go. You will notice a shift. He's mirroring you right now. So when you lose that pain and replace it with more joy and love for yourself, then you will notice your sister will no longer be mirroring that to you because it's no longer within you.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Well, I have to go in her presence. And I'm going to do the thing that I really love to do, and that's garden. And while I'm there, I'm just hoping that she, you know, just keeps her distance and leave me alone. 'Cause I have to do it. And, you know, I've always been humbled around her. I had no other choice because if I stand in my truth around her, even when she's being selfish, it always blows up into something bigger and nasty, and I don't want to give her or anyone that satisfaction.
Well, Jacqueline, just when you go into the garden, put up a shield of love and hold a space of love for her, and don't go within with the intention of her leaving you alone. Just go in with the intention of love, because if you go in with the intention of she needs to leave you alone, you're going to attract the exact opposite of what you want, because you're going in with fear and resentment. So just be mindful of that. We're going to close out your line, but we thank you so much for your questions. You asked some really great questions, and thank you so much. And we're
thank
just going to ask
lady.
You to press the number 1 so that you can be removed from the question queue. And we've got more listeners on the line, but no one's raised their hands. But Tiffany, I have a question that came up while listening to you and Jacqueline, so I kind of want to ask you about it.
Okay.
So she brought up something interesting. Now, I had a confirmation come in. I've been wondering something, and then I got a confirmation this week about someone I love very dearly. However, they're moving into very negative spaces, and the stuff that's coming out of them, sometimes I was feeling like it wasn't them, you know, like it just seemed so out of place, and the reaction was so severe to what the force that was causing this. And so I was confirmed that there is a negative entity attached to this person. So can we talk about negative entities and how they influence our intentions?
Yes. So as I was saying, when we do not acknowledge that we are spirit first, and we allow our physical or mental to come into play, then we can also receive these attachments from spirit that isn't ready to evolve or move forward or to be responsible for whatever it was that they weren't taking care of here on this plane. So it's almost as if they attach to us, and because we haven't allowed ourselves the boundaries of letting our physical and our mental know that this isn't acceptable, then we're so numb to feeling that we just take this energy on. And so then people sit there and say, well, why am I doing this? Well, if you're questioning why you're doing this, then most likely you have something attached to you that's not you. And the way you release that or let that go is by saying this is no longer acceptable. But once they've accepted the energy, then that energy has pretty much the rights to your physical and your mental body to take action. This is where we have to understand that we're in a place where we are truly almost, I mean, for myself and what I've kind of been told we're in Revelations in the 21st century. This is where we're at. This is where it is. This is coming through, and we're seeing it here being played out on the physical. And we've all made our choices to go for the light and to be that spirit and that love and that compassion. And we have sent out a love evolution and a wave that is conquering this world. But there are still some that are allowing themselves to stay in this comfortable zone. And there's going to be a lot of mentoring that's going to be needed on this planet. This planet has had so much suffering and so much limitation and so much pain. There's a lot of healing for this planet to be in. But we've all made it there.
Yeah,
but this
I think
is where it is right now.
You saying about how... if questioning, why am I doing this, you know, and that it could be another negative entity attached to you that's driving your choices and actions, it's pretty, I mean, it's a big deal because you're kind of being hijacked energetically. And I can see that
hacked.
This person,
energetically hacked is how I call it.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's kind of like I look at this person who I just have so much love for, and I know that it's not them. I can see it. But it's, you know, I think it's important for us all to be aware that, you know, to always have that protection up around us and choosing what's acceptable and not acceptable in our energy field, because we can be susceptible if we're not aware to these things attaching. And I'm sure many people listening are familiar with this in some capacity of someone in their life that they can see that they're just making all these choices that don't seem to align with the person they know them to be. But we actually have another caller who's raised their hand. So I'm going to bring them on. So the person with the number starting in 917, ending in 8292, and bring you on. Can you please tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what your question is?
Hello.
Hi.
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 My name is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha.
Hi. I'm not sure what to ask. Is it like I'm trying to get my license at the moment, and there are two people that could supervise me on site. And both of them don't want to supervise me or support me. And I was thinking that was kind of relevant to what you were saying, that people don't want you to progress in life, and they make it more difficult.
What license are you trying to get?
That's private.
Oh, okay, sure, no problem. Tiffany, did you want to take this one?
Well, yeah, I just, so you're saying that you're attempting to do something and you feel like you're getting negative force to stop you from doing it. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
My supervisor found someone, but that's not really, I'm not sure if that's applicable person to supervise me. You know, it has to be in my field, and it's been, you know.
So ask for more clarity of what you are to do in this situation, and kind of spend time doing breath work and kind of asking for guidance of where to do and what to do. And also to those people that are sending you any kind of negative energy, you also need to send them love energy. What I do, and I mean, I've been doing this for a very long time.
Like one of them has been sending negative energy even before, you know, my supervisor wanted to hire me, and she was already sending like negative energy towards me, like that she knew me, that she had some trouble with me, which was all not even true. Things that were just kind of false and horrible, and I'm like, where is she getting this information from? So I spoke I spoke with her and told her the truth and how we knew each other from a long, long time ago, and that she wasn't my supervisor before. I don't understand where she got the whole that she supervised me and that the situation was difficult and that she had to let me go. But she was the one that left. So I don't think she has a good memory. And anyway, I don't want to be supervised by her. But then another one that's working with her, she could supervise me, but she said, oh, it's unethical to supervise you because you have a different title. So I called up the board, and the board said, we're not interested in your title. It depends who supervises you. That's the only thing that we care about. So what they're saying is basically bull. And, you know, why would someone do that if they got their license through someone that they needed to get it from? You know, it's like, why are people so, why am I attracting this? You know, it's been like,
so this is what I'm trying to say, what I feel is you're the energy field that you're attracting is a lower energy field than what you're wanting to attract, but you're also, I can, in your tone, in your own frequency that I feel coming from you, there's a lot of anger and resentment in that area. And so you have to wonder what the anger and resentment within you is first. Like, I feel like this is something that's...
No, the anger and resentment is about, I've been working there for 2 months. I still haven't, I'm still not in the process of, I'm in the process, but I'm still not, you know, I'm still not, you know, still haven't found a supervisor yet. So I'm a little bit frustrated around that.
Frustrated is a word for it. And so when you realize the frustration of what you're experiencing, then you say, this is no longer acceptable for me. This is not what I want to be experiencing.
Right.
We have to be the ones who sits there and says, this isn't acceptable anymore. Right?
And then
you're not saying it to them. You're saying it to the energy that's created this energy. Okay? So you're saying that it's no longer acceptable. And then see and envision the kind of supervisor you want coming to you. Or feel that person coming to you. It's really important to use your senses with your intention.
I just don't like people spreading rumors around me that are not true. And
okay,
that can affect-
I understand that, but this is where I'm not on here to be to go through all of this with you. I'm trying to give you the wisdom that will help you so that you are not experiencing this kind of lashback from other people. Okay, so you don't like people spreading rumors about you. Okay, that we all don't like anything like that. That's not something, but also, you have to see what it is within you that you feel is that anger. There's anger and resentment is what I'm feeling within you towards these people. You have to forgive first, and then you have to see and envision this going in a different direction. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes, it makes sense. That makes sense. I have to clear myself.
You have to clear the space first.
That's what my supervisor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, she's right. You have to clear the space first.
I get them. I don't need them. That's what she says to me. You know. Yeah. All right. I'll just follow the good vibes. You know. I'll work on this and let it go. Because I am holding on to it. I think it's awful.
I feel it very, very deep in you.
I
want to
call them back. I want to call them back and say that their reasoning for not wanting to supervise me is false, because there's no such thing as my title being unethical. I just spoke with the board, and they said there's no such thing as unethical with your title. I just want to say that to them, and I think I'll be at peace after that, you know, because they're putting me in a stupid place where I don't even belong, and I do want to say that to them, and I think after that I'll be like, I'm done. You know what I mean?
That is your choice to make that.
Yeah, that is my choice.
But then you also know the ripple that could cause. So that's where you have to understand that is it worth the ripple? Is it worth the consequence?
I'm just saying, you know, stop spreading things out there that are not true about my title,
just
about
me. Just be aware of those. So the energy that you're going to bring into that is not going to be the energy,
the right energy.
You want to create
no.
with.
Okay,
no.
Fine. I can not do that, and maybe one day I'll have the opportunity to say it in her face when I'm.
No, I think you can say it. You, no one telling you to say it. It's more important right now and how you're.
Really?
We're talking about intentions. Your intention going behind it is a really low vibration compared to what the outcome you would like to achieve. Does that make sense?
The outcome I'd like to achieve is just leave them alone. And, you know, don't spread false rumors around licensing. Don't make stories up. They're making some story up. You know, that's my decision. You guys are coming from a different place, and that's fine. I'm coming from a different place, too. So that's fine, too. You know?
Okay. No, I honor whatever you choose.
Yeah.
You choose whatever you choose. We're just trying to, I'm mainly trying to give you wisdom to create in a different frequency.
Oh, well, it's going to come out to the same thing that I will say to them, that what they said wasn't right, and they're not supposed to say things like that to other people when they need supervision. They can't just say title is unethical and use that as an excuse. They're actually hired to supervise. That's what they're being paid for, and they don't want to do it. That's their choice. Of course, you can't force anyone, and neither do I want to be supervised by people like that. So that's okay. You know, the universe is supporting me. So, but they can't just make stories up and put people in like a weird thing like, oh, is my title bad or doesn't make me one of those people? Okay, you know, that's
okay.
What
well, Samantha, we wish you all the best with that, and I'm sure that
I know
whatever choice you make, whatever choice you make is going to serve you in the best way possible. So thank you so much for calling in, and good
thank
luck with everything.
So much.
Okay, all right. So. We just ask our callers that were on, if you could just press the number 1 to release yourself from the queue if you haven't already, just so I know if anyone else has questions or not. But, you know, I think it's really important that we be mindful of what we're bringing to the table and start there first. And, you know, if things aren't going our way, then we always have the option to walk away and create somewhere else. Correct, Tiffany?
Very correct. And like I said, when we set our intentions out there and whatever energy field we're setting them in, we will receive the ripple effect of whatever it is. And right now we have to understand we are under a time of instant manifestation, meaning it's instantly manifesting whether it's good or bad. There's no real good or bad when it comes to energy. It's the way that we perceive it coming in. And so if we learn how to work with energy, then energy works with us. It's just we have to be open enough to see and be aware. And that's pretty much what this show is all about, is allowing others to see and be aware of what is out there and what we are creating, and having the wisdom to be able to go within and create from the inside out instead of the outside in, and setting our intentions in the highest intentions, and not using the same consciousness that we use to create the issues that we dealt with in our past. And that's very important.
Yeah. Well, what do you think about intent and ascension, like in how this affects our ascension process and receiving the light frequencies and codes coming in at this time, in that how we're receiving them and I guess on a physical level as well, like how our body responds, because I know we've always got those ascension symptoms that come up, but how does our intention play into the ascension process and how we move up in our frequency?
So intention within your ascension is very, very important. And the reason why is because your intentions have to be of pure. And so we've been taught purity by the Bible. We've been taught purity by people around us, what their opinions or beliefs are of purity. What purity means is unity, meaning you're putting yourself in everyone else's shoes. You're allowing yourself to see from a perspective that allows each and every one to have their own views and opinions, and you are allowing them to do as they choose to do, because there is thy will and then there's your will, and you make that choice within those. So when we are pretty much shifting ourselves into this new evolution of Christ consciousness and being one with everything and anything around us, which is energy, which is source, which is the mechanism of all we are. And so when we allow ourselves to really become that, then our intention that we set out is for every single person in humanity, and allows that intention is the strongest intention that there is out there. So if you're asking for abundance, don't just ask for abundance for you. Ask for abundance for all humanity to thrive, for all humanity to have their dreams fulfilled, for all humanity to reach a point to where we all are unity of one. We see that within each other as we look at each other, speak to each other, where we can hold friendships with, it doesn't matter what race or sex they are, and actually have pure intention within those friendships. Having relationships with pure intentions. We hear so many times, you know, that we've all been tainted with love. Well, our relationships is what taints us. It's our perceptions of it. So intention is huge. When we have intentions of being a authentic being, then that's when we are manifesting the way that we are meant to manifest. So, and that's part of ascension. We are all learning to shed the physical and the mental and become the spiritual being, the true nation of you. And that's where we really truly have separated ourselves from it. We've become so tapped into this illusion and this perception of humanness. We haven't allowed our spirits to grow, and that is where we all are shifting into ascension. So the intention is to grow, to evolve, or you can remain stagnant. It's your choice.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with either choice.
No. And that's the thing. You love the person for who they are. You wish them well. And you're always there for guidance. We're all models and mentors. And when we understand that to its fullest extent, then that's what we'll become to other people.
Well, that's great insight, Tiffany. Thank you. And I think that's pretty good for today. Was there anything else that you wanted to talk about or bring into the discussion?
No, I think that's it. I just want to thank everybody for being here and for listening to us. And we really, really encourage you guys, if you have any questions, if you guys have your own stories you want to tell, you guys just want to express yourself in one way or another, we're here. We're here to listen. We're here to shed wisdom, shine light, insight, whatever comes through, and it's all for you. So
and
I want to thank
never
you,
know.
Nicole. You do an amazing job for all this, and I just thank everyone for being here.
Oh, thanks, Tiffany. And just to note, like, yeah, if you want to share a story, you just never know how your story may impact another or help another. So we're here to hold that space for you and everyone else. So yeah, we love getting the questions coming in. So thanks again, Tiffany, for all your wisdom and insight that you shared with us. I love you so much. And sending all that love out to all of you guys as well. We look forward to our next show. Tiffany and I are going to discuss what that next topic is, and we'll send out the email come Tuesday. And we look forward to having you back next Sunday at the same time. So everyone have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next week.